Okay, I don't like to be outdone, but 8 blood in one night is very impressive. I will say that as of 4 a.m. this morning, I had not looked at the Sfas Emes in the Parsha yet. So I think 8 blood in the Masechet Shabbos is more impressive, though. So before we begin, I just want to say something I've been neglectful to mention until now. We've already had this is our third week, I think, of this year, and I haven't mentioned this. I'm supposed to give a shout-out to my Sfas Emes Chavrusa, which I haven't mentioned until now. His name is Elisha Graf. And every week he listens to this year and yells at me for not giving him a shout out. So I would like to mention him. Not only is he my chavrusa in Sfas Emes, he was a balabas in a shul that I worked in a few years ago. More than just a balabas, he's also a magid shir and talmid chacham in his own right, a bal tefila, an amazing guy. And we became close. And over the years, we established a relationship and then also a learning relationship, which we both found out that we have a passion for Sfas Emes. We learn every single week for the past 2 years. Sfas Emes together on the Parsha. We've done 2 years together. We switch off Parshos who's responsible. So we've each covered almost the entire Parsha together. So he certainly deserves a shout out. And to make up for my negligence until now, I'd like to note that today's shir is sponsored anonymously, wink wink, in honor of Elisha Graf and his amazing learning and teaching. And in the zchus of the tzedakah and in the zchus of the divrei Torah we learn and the Sfas Emes, you know, in the sense of zchus yagaleinu and his zchus as well. So Elisha should have tremendous hatzlacha. His family should have hatzlacha. We should both have hatzlacha. We should all have hatzlacha in learning Sfas Emes. And it also serves as an announcement that if anyone wants to sponsor the shir, that is an opportunity that's available to you. So we'll start, and we'll try to be brief today because we want to make up for the time. We'll start with something interesting. I want to do a little differently today. The Sfas Emes I told you in the past, sometimes he repeats the Torah year to year. These are Shalosh Shudas drushas that he gave every year, different drushas, but sometimes he kind of returns to the same theme, the same question, the same answers in different years. You do have to read all of them because he gives varying themes and varying nuanced messages in each of those Divrei Torah, but he will often repeat the same Dvar Torah from year to year. So there's one medrash that Sfas Emes keeps coming back to in Parshas Kisavo, and that's in source number one over here. I put the medrash. And the way I wanted to do it today is a little bit different. I wanted to take this one medrash that the Sfas Emes sees and talks about and point to three different times the Sfas Emes discusses it and show you three messages he gives us from that medrash. But importantly, we're actually going to build an approach to tefillah through this medrash. So it's very practical, it's very important. It's a Dvar Torah on the Parsha, three Dvar Torah on the Parsha, but it's also something that I think we can grow from B'siyat D'Shmaya if we pay attention and internalize it. So if you look in source number one, you'll see a Medrash Tanchuma that Sfas Emes quotes multiple times in the Parsha. V'hayu kisavo al ha'aretz, the Medrash says as follows. The Pasuk in Tilam says, bo nishtachava v'nechra v'nevricha, that we should bow down. Nishtachava means bow down. What does nechra mean? Bow down. What does nevricha mean? Very good. Right? Kilecha kol peh yodeh v'chol lashon l'chas shaveh and v'chol berech l'chas sichra. So berech, that's the lashon of nivracha, meaning your back, but that's bending the back is bowing. And nichra means to bow down. Of course we know bows down. So the pasuk here in Tillim is kind of strange, right? It's saying you should bow down three times, three repetitive words about the same thing. Umatam lomer nishtachav en nichra. Why did the Tavon HaMelech have to say this three times? Says the Medrash, Elat Safa Moshe. Moshe realized, he saw into the future, he had an intuition. He saw that Asid Lecharev, the Beis HaMikdash was Asid Lecharev, the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. So we're not going to have, I would have thought, Karbanos and all the Avod, the Kohen Gadol, no. Ubikurim Asik Lipasik. Dafka the Bikurim, the Medrash says, that David HaMelech is mentioning this because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Bikurim are going to cease to exist. The Bikurim are the main feature of the beginning of our Parsha and Parsha's Kisavo. The Bikurim are not going to exist anymore because we're not going to have a Mikdash. Amad behiskin lahem liYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and he was misakein. He decided that for all of us, for all generations, shemispalim shalosh pamim b'chol yom. We should daven three times a day. Anyone understand this Medrash at all? No. Okay, first of all, the Medrash seems to start with a question of why does the Pasuk in Tehillim mention three times the same thing, bow down, bow down, bow down? Then the Medrash answers, so I guess the three you understand, three times of davening, but the Medrash answers, oh, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there was going to be no more Bikurim when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What does that have to do with anything? And because of that, he was misakin that we should have three tefillos a day, Shachar's, Mincha, and Meir. Ma'in and Shmita El Tzahar Sinai. What does one have to do with the other? It has nothing to do with each other. The Sfas Emes in three places addresses these issues in different ways, and again, it builds a theme for us in terms of tefillah. So if you look at the Sfas Emes in source Aleph here, Shnas Taf Reish Lamed Ches, the Sfas Emes here says, he quotes the Medrash, and he says, beautiful, he says, Ki mitzvahs bikurim. What is the yisod, what is the principle that's guiding force behind the mitzvah, the definitive nature of the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim to the Mikdash? Who? Lases HaReishis LaHabor Yisbarach. It's that a person should take his beginnings, his initial things, and give them over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, we have first fruits. We worked all year trying to plant and trying to grow and trying to nurture these fruits. Finally, we harvest them. Finally, they become available to us. The very first exciting new fruit that we have, we bring to the Mikdash and we offer to the Kohen, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mikdash. We're taking from the Reishis and giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our initial offerings, straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Al Yedei Zeh, what's the point of that? What does that do for us? Al Yedei Zeh Nimshach HaKol Achar HaShoresh. Says the Sfas Emes, we get caught up focusing on the fact that we're taking our first fruits and giving them to Hashem. But what's the point of giving them to Hashem? Why are we taking those first fruits and giving them to the Kohen in the Mikdash? Says the Sfas Emes, because what happens is whatever a person does in the beginning, however a person introduces the next stage of his life, the next act that he's doing, that introduction sets the tone for everything that's going to follow. If a person offers the first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of his whole year's work, he takes those fruits and he offers them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then for sure, HaKol Nimshach Achar HaShoresh. Everything is going to be pulled after that initiation. He showed by starting off in that foot, by showing that he dedicates everything to Hashem, then everything that follows will also be dedicated to Hashem. What's so important, the Sfas Emes is saying, is that the way we start often determines the way we'll continue. So offering those Bikurim, those first fruits to Hashem, teaches us and allows us to draw from that power of offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and apply that to everything that follows after the first fruits. Uchemokin, if you look at the bold at the end of Aleph, Uchemokin Ata, says Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have Bikurim anymore. How are we going to draw on that? How are we going to initiate ourselves in such a way that our lives are filled with the Kedusha and following? Uchemokin Ata, nowadays, Aydea Tfilos, through davening. How does davening have to do with Reishis? What does davening have to do with the beginning? So the Sfas Emes says as follows, Bishinui Zmanim, maybe hischachus behazman. What does that mean? It means that a person certainly lives in, you know, we'll say the just because colloquially we say this, a person lives in 120 years increments. Okay, hopefully a person could live even longer than that. But a person lives in 120 year increments. Okay, if you break that down, he also lives in, I don't know, 1 year increments. We check back every Rosh Hashanah and see how we're doing. Or he lives, some people live in 10 year increments. They see where they're holding in their job and their parnasa and their family, everything over 10 years. A person also lives by the month. Just trust me, I live by the month, if you know what I mean. Month to month living. I've been doing that for a few years. So you live month to month. Some people live by the week. They get to Shabbos and they feel like, oh, it was a whole week. It feels like a segment. We live by the day. A day is meaningful to us, right? Hours are meaningful to us. Says the Sfas, within a day, there are three chunks of time. The beginning of your day, the middle of your day, and the end of your day. You feel this when you wake up in the morning. There's a certain either dread or excitement for how the day is going to go, depending on what's in your schedule. But you feel like a new feeling of either a pit in your stomach or an excitement and anxiety or looking forward. Then the middle of the day, you're already drawn into work. You're already bogged down. You have a lot going on. That's a totally different like mindset and state of being. And then at nighttime is either the relaxation or the nervousness for tomorrow. But every section of the day, it breaks up into three. Every section of the day has its own feelings and its own meaning to you in those increments. Says the Sfas Emes, each time the day changes into a new segment, that's a new start. What do we do at the start of every new segment of the day? We daven. Why do we daven at the new segment of every day, the start? Says the Sfas Emes, for the same reason as the Bikurim. Because if we start our day with a Shacharis, with a Limud HaTorah and then a Shacharis, if we start our day with a Shacharis and we start the middle chunk of our day with a Mincha and a Ma'ariv to end the day, then we're informing how the rest of that time period is going to be. And we're infusing that time period with Kedusha. Just like Bikurim is the initiation, we take the first fruits, not because the first fruits are inherently meaningful, that's also true, but also because once we do that, it'll carry the day. It'll show us and inform us how to act going forward. So too, we are able to do a tefillah. We don't have Bikurim anymore. But said Moshe Rabbeinu, even without Bikurim, we have a different idea. We have a replacement for Bikurim, so to speak, that we can daven. And daven three times a day, because each part of your day is a new segment, is a new reishis. And you need to bring that Bikurim that's going to inform and infuse the rest of your day going forward. That's what the Sfas Emes says, the first message from that Medrash. The second point, if you look in Beis over here, the Sfas Emes again quotes that Medrash Tanchuma about Moshe Rabbeinu saying three tefillos are kineged instead of Bikurim, to replace Bikurim. Says the Sfas Emes, this is such an interesting read in the Psukim. If you look in the bold over here, the Kasav, right, it says in the Pasuk, the Kasav, Vishtachavisu lefnei Hashem. If you look in the footnote, I quoted the Pasuk for you there. You bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. You place them before the Mizbeach. You leave them there. You bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we read the Pasuk. What's going on over here? The Pasuk is telling us what to do. Bring, leave, meaning leave the stuff there, not leave the Mikdash, leave, and then bow down. It's a command. The Sfas Emes says something fascinating. He says in the bold in the second line, V'chanira, it seems, Shezeh haya, this idea of hishtachaviz lefnei Hashem lakecha, bow down, zeh haya kinesinas schar. Not that it's a command to bow down, but it's actually a reward. This is the matana that you get for bringing bikurim, is that you'll bow down. She'al yedei ha-bikurim, through giving bikurim, zacha kol echa lios muchan lishtachavos lefnei Hashem. Unbelievable. He said, it's so hard. It's so hard for a person who's living his regular life. Let's say you're a farmer, like the Pesukim are talking about. You're living your life, you're working like crazy from dawn to dusk, you're nonstop working. It's very, very hard to focus on Hashem, and it's very, very hard to realize in your life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, that you are subjugated to Him, that everything is at His will, and your whole life is at His... It's very hard to focus on those messages when you're so busy with life. So a person rarely has opportunity to really internalize that and literally bow down, or figuratively bow down to Hashem and show it's all Him and it's all His. It's very hard. It's very hard for us to focus on that. Not just farmers, us as well. Says the Sfas Emes, if a person brings bikurim, goes to the mikdash, carries his first fruits, makes that sacrifice of all that work and gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then when he's standing in the mikdash realizing this was all for him, he suddenly also realizes, oh, everything in my life is from Him. And everything in my life is for Him. Not just a command. You do have to bow. It is a command. But says the Sfas Emes, on top of that, it's like a reward. It's like a schar. That the reward for your efforts of giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that you'll be able to internalize the message you're trying to speak with those actions, which is you'll realize, Hishtachavaya. You'll realize that everything is from Hashem. Everything is for Hashem. Through giving bikurim, a person merits to realize the ultimate realization that everything is ultimately from Hashem, and everything is ultimately for Hashem, v'yishtachavisa l'fnei Hashem elokecha. Says the Sfas Emes, that's the bracha of bikurim, that through the mitzvah you realize how much you owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Sfas Emes. It brings you to hachna ha-mitis, ma she'ata tzrichim, in the last two lines, liga harbe yigios. Every single day we have to work, gimel pe'amim b'yom nishtachave, v'nechra, v'nivrecha, v'chuli hai v'ulai. It used to be easy. It used to be, so to speak, easy. It used to take your bikurim, go to the mikdash, and you realize, ah, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have the bikurim anymore. How is a person going to realize how much he owes to Hashem? How is a person going to realize how much he's living for Hashem and from Hashem? Only if a person works extremely hard. How does a person work hard? He has to bow down every single day, three times a day. It used to be a gift to bow down. Now the bowing is going to infuse us with that message. It's going to teach us that gift. We can only learn that message through the bowing. Sometimes that doesn't even suffice. But maybe through that, we could really be zoche to really having a true sense of subjugation to Hashem. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was one time a year you brought bikurim, you were zoche to that message. But that's already gone. We don't have the bikurim anymore. But you in nisbatel kol adam elav yisbarach, if you just brought the bikurim. Nowadays, we don't have that, says Moshe Rabbeinu. What do we need? We need to constantly and consistently reinforce that message in ourselves, bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over and over again, and like the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, and it's quoted so often, achrei ha-pe'ulos nimshachos ha-levavos, if a person does that properly, they'll internalize the message. Lastly, and we'll end with this, because again, we're trying to rush to get out of here, the Sfas Emes has this medrash one more time, and don't leave for this, you want to hear this, one more time, and he says, these three hishtachavayas, these three bowings, we know they reference Shachris, Mincha, and Mayrev. Says the Sfas Emes beautifully and very characteristically. As we go through the Sfas Emes, you'll see this again and again. He says amazingly. He says, not only is it three bowings, three tefillos, three times a day, but each type of bowing is a different type of bowing with a different message. It's amazing. Source Gimel here. Ki baboker hishtachava. In the morning when a person wakes up, they bow down. Lios akapanim mode betova sabore yisbarach. What do you do when you bow down? You thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for everything you gave me. Mode ani lefanecha. You say shachris. You realize, okay, Hashem provides for me. That's where it stops at Shachris. Uve mincha kriya. The word kriya is a different lashon for bowing. What does kriya come from? Says the Sfas Emes, the word kriya comes from the lashon hachra'a. Hachra'a means the decision, a deciding. You know, you're machriya apsak halacha. You decide between two sides. A rov is machriya al pi halacha. If you have a majority, it shows us that it displays that we really follow the majority. Machriya, you decide based on a majority. Says the Sfas Emes, by the time mincha comes around, a person is supposed to daven and bow in such a way that he realizes, not only thank you Hashem, but he starts to realize, hey, really a lot is from Hashem, and realize you'll be doing a lot more for Hashem. The rov, hamachria, that rov, that majority of his life, is supposed to become the hachna'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the subjugation, the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad sheba erev, says the Sfas Emes, once you get to Ma'ariv, once you get to the nighttime, nizbata legamrei al hashorish, a person realizes, wow, everything was from him, and everything is for him. Shacharis, you realize, thank you, Hashem, I got some gifts. Mincha, you're starting to realize, actually, most of my life is about Hashem. And by Ma'ariv already, Nisbata Lagamra, you're totally given over to him. Says Vasemes, that's why the third Lashon of bowing, first it was Hishtachavai, bowing, then it was Nichra, Hachra'a, realizing majority is Hashem. Lastly, it's Nivrcha. What does the word Nivrcha come from? So he says it's from the Shorish of Harkava, or Havracha, which in you know from Gemaras and from Mishnayos means to graft onto things. So if you take a tree and you graft it onto something else, you're mavrich that tree. It says Vasemes, Nivrcha is a type of bowing where a person realizes they don't exist. They're just grafted onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything about them and everything in their life is from and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person davens Shacharis, he builds on that with a Mincha, he builds on that with a Maariv, then he can accomplish what the Bikurim were trying to teach us, which is the Hishtachavaya in the Mikdash of everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That message is very, very clear and very important, but one thing that Sfas Emes is hinting to, and we'll stop with this, but you should think about it, is that we tend to think of each tefillah as disjointed and separate. We think we wake up in the morning, we run to shul, we get there on time, we're not so on time, we daven shacharis, we're done for the day. We come back from mincha, we're in between meetings, we get a hayecha kedusha, something, we chap a mincha, we get it done. At night, we're exhausted, we're tired, we run out to ma'ariv, we're most in nefesh, we sacrifice, we go to a ma'ariv, then we go home to bed. Sasana says that's not the pshat. Tefillah is a cumulative act. Tefillah builds on itself. A shacharis is supposed to be built upon with a mincha. It's supposed to lead from hishtachavaya to nichra. And a mincha is supposed to lead to a ma'ariv. And you can only get to the goal of a ma'ariv, of being totally, totally recognized in Kadosh Baruch Hu, totally cognizant of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's role in your world and your role in giving back. You can only get to that if you build shacharis, then mincha, then ma'ariv. If they're disjointed and separate, then you lose that impact. That's what the Sfas Emes says elsewhere about the idea of a makum kavu al tefila. You're supposed to daven in the same spot every day. Why? So the Tzlach says this, and the Sfas Emes says it as well, that we don't realize the effect our tefillahs had. When we daven somewhere, the tefillah stays in that spot in some way. It hovers over that spot. And if we don't come back the next day, it just stays there. But if we come back the next day or the next tefillah and we daven again, that impact grows and it grows and it grows. And imagine over days and weeks and years, the impact of your tefillah is cumulative. So it's not only true about tefillah, shacharis, and mincha and ma'ariv. It's true about every single day. And the Sfas Emes says it's true about our lives in general. In our youth, halavai, we would say modani in the morning. In our middle, the middle age, how do you say that? Midlife, without the crisis, hopefully. So midlife, a person realizes, you know what? Actually, like, most of this is up to Hashem. Like, I haven't really controlled anything in my life. You look backwards, like, how did I end up where I am? It doesn't make any sense. I'm pretty young, but I'm already realizing I did not plan to end up here. This is not from me. This is clearly from Hashem. Rogue things are from Hashem. By the time a person reaches old age, they start to realize, no. Everything has been from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's never been anything else. And they're totally grafted onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those three stages apply in Bikurim, in Tefillah, and in our lives. So B'siyat Hashemayim, we should internalize those messages. We should share those messages with our families over Shabbos if we can. And the Mirtz Hashem will be Zoche to the Hishtachavaya that the Sfas Emes promises through the messages of the Bikurim.